This week's parsha, shortly speak a few points. The truth is, this parsha is the beginning of the next four parshiyos of Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, and Vayechi, the holy shtarshlus of Klal Yisrael going down to Golus Mitzrayim. Chazal tell us that really had Yankiv not been worthy, he would have had to go down to Mitzrayim with Shal Shaloy Shal Barzel. He would have to go down to Mitzrayim with iron chains. He would be taken down forcefully. Eventually he had to get down to Mitzrayim. Because of Yankiv's merit, it happened this way. The beginning, I shouldn't even say the beginning, the kiyum of Kiger Yezarach of Eretz Lo'ilohem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu at the Bris Ben Absarim was being mekuyum over here. And I'm saying it's not the beginning, because the beginning really began with Leidas Yitzchak. Zaracha, whenever there was a Zaracha, the moment Yitzchak was born, they were always in a matzav of Eretz Lo'ilohem. Yitzchak, for his full 180 years, lived in Eretz Plishtim, Gur Ba'aretz Hazois, as a ger, not being settled properly. And the moment Vayeshev Yankiv, Bikish Yankiv, Leishev B'Shalva, Miad, Koftal of Rugzah Shal Yosef, there was no matzav of Shalva yet. And Yosef had to go down to Mitzrayim, that was the holy shtalshlis of eventually the Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim. Every detail of history, every detail that happens to every single individual is with a tremendous, tremendous diktuk hadin and hashgocha protis, has a reason, has a purpose, and ultimately it's the best for a person. We only became who we are, the Klal Yisrael, because we were willing to go down to Mitzrayim. As that's the way the previous parasha finishes off. How Edom got what he wanted quickly. He gave up on Eretz Yisrael. He gave up on being that Hemshech of Avraham Avinu, of Yitzchak Avinu. He didn't want to have to do with the Gzeira of Eretz Lo'ilohem. As we say in the Haggadah, we describe how we begin with Chilo Ev David Yisrael, obviously, then we go on to an Esav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Loreshes as Harseir, Yaakov Avonov, Yordu Mitzrayim, right before Vishamda. Then we begin Vishamda. What's the emphasis? What are we emphasizing over there? Yaakov Avonov, they chose to be the Hemshech of Avram and Yitzchak. They chose to be the Amman Yivchar. They chose life. They chose future. They chose the real stuff. The real stuff, you have to go through a process to get to it. If there's no pain, there's no gain. It's b'chala rule in life. Everything good has to be achieved. Yankiv's musagim of achievement were to become the Aman Nifchar. He had to go down to Mitzrayim. Esav gave up. He wanted Mishmani Yartzi Moshevecha. He wanted to go to Ehar Seir. Take it easy. Gigangin. He got his. Yankiv, who chose the other Malach, had to go on this derech. Now, the details of it and the hardships involved, that's totally many times in the bechira chavshis of a person, and the fine details. Things can sometimes end up being harder because of wrong choices. When I mean wrong choice, I mean wrong spiritual choices of a person. As we find that Yankiv, he didn't answer Rachel properly when she said, Havali Bonim. So the Pasuk says, Vayichar af Yankiv Barachel. He says, Hatachas alikim anoichi, Hashemona mimech priboten. He answered her sharply. He felt that she was being mattress clappy mala. Chazal said that there was a lack of sensitivity to Rachel's pain. And the Baskel, so it's a famous Chazal. It's known by many of us from Mesillas Yesharim, when the Mesillas Yesharim describes in Zahirus the concept of Diktu Kadin, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kach Oinin Esamu Ukais. That's the way you speak to people who are in pain. Rachel's in pain. That's the way you speak to Rachel. Chayecha Shebonacha Oimdim Lefnei Beno. Chayecha, that one day your children will have to come and they'll have to bow down and they'll have to humble themselves in front of her son, in front of Yosef. There was a Mida Kineged Mida, the way Yankiv spoke to Rachel, that caused the Shvatim have to go through the pain of the Hishtalshlus in a specific detail. The whole Brit Bin Absorim, the whole Arbamius Shonah Beretz Lelam also came about to be the way it did, also because of something Avram Avinu didn't say right properly by Brit Bin Absorim when he said, "Bameida ki irashenu." Shmir Saloshin brings in Chelek Sheni, it's mind-boggling how he goes through the details of this parsha. It's worthwhile seeing inside how he goes through the details of this parsha, these parshiyos, going from Chazal to Chazal, going to tens of details of Mido Kineged Mido, why things happened and how things happened the way they did, to the Avos HaKadoshim, to the Shvatim, because of different things that they said and how they did. Just give a few examples just to we should appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha in this world and to realize how everything is with a purpose and everything is with a reason. The pasuk says Vayovi Yosef is dibosam ra el aviyem. He spoke Lashon Hara about the brothers. What did he say? Chazal tells three things he told his father. Now he meant the best. His father was achroi on their education, and he was b'chir shebashvotim. Yankov Avinu was closest son. It was only the right thing that he should tell his father. Nekudas that they had to perfect themselves. But Chazal said there was still something lacking. He didn't do it exactly the right way. What was the three points that he said on them? He called his brothers. He told his father that the B'nai Leah referred to B'nai Hashvacha is to B'nai Zilpah and Bilhah as Avodim, they call them. They nicknamed them Avodim. And he told his father that they're Choshud al-Arayis. And he told his father that they're Choshud al-Evi Menachai. These are the three things Chazal tell us. Medrash says on this pasuk, Peles u'mozni mishpat la'Hashem, that he was punished, mida k'neged mida, because he spoke this nekud about his brothers, which he was wrong, about them calling them avodim, he himself was sold as a slave. Because he was choshedem b'sheker, it was wrong. And Arayas, whole Mitzrayim was choshedem aneshes poitifah. He said they're choshedem evi menachai. So Chofetz Chaim brings over here what the story was, that they created something al pi sefer Yitzira and they didn't shecht it and they ate from it. Chofetz Chaim says, brings the writer is going on this medrash, Mosni mishpat pelas Mosni mishpat la Hashem mida k'neged mida vayishchetu seir izim when they sold him, and they didn't eat that seir izim chai, they did a proper shechita. He goes through case after case, detail after detail over here. Things that they did wrong, how they threw him into the bar full of nechashim v'akrabim, that was a midah k'neged midah for him, that he had the midah of lashon hara. When they were wrong in vayishvu lecha lechem, they were later punished in the inyan of lechem. Yehuda, he got each one what he suffered accordingly. Yehuda, who caused his father such pain, was punished, that he himself was misabel on the death of his own two sons. He caused his father to do kriya when he didn't have to do kriya. Mida k'neged mida, Yehuda had to do kriya.
on his sons and on his wife. And Medrash says, since he fooled his father with Igdi Izim, he was also fooled with Igdi Izim. By Tamar. And when he said, Tzodka Mimeni, as we have, a baskel came out the moment he did tshuva, immediately, a baskel came out and said, Mimeni Yotzik Vushim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megale, that it was all for a purpose and for a reason, that it wasn't, that Yehuda's being Nichshal, so to speak, wasn't even coming from a Mokum of Bechira Chavshis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it was Mimeni, it was my plan, that there was a Malach HaMamun HaLataiva that pushed him beyond his capability to be Yibchal Emet Bin Yisrael, and it was nothing wrong with the Maisa that he did in Adarab. He was Zoyche from that Maisa that two Bonim Tzadikim came out of him, and then ultimately Melech HaMashiach was born from that union. David HaMelech was born from that year. The Holy Malchus Beis David was a Hemshech. That went together with his tshuva when he said Tzodka Mimeni. We find later, it's mind-boggling, going through the Chofetz Chaim, he has over here Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, and Chelik Sheni, Perek Yud, going through detail after detail, the Midah Kineged Midah, he has on Yehuda. Yehuda had L'chura Vayter Nebach, he suffered tremendously later. Yehuda took Arvus to his father. He said, Im lo yavienu elecho v'chatosi l'cho kol hayomim, if I don't bring him back to you, I should be. The Gemara tells us in Sechta Makis, it meant that he said, I'll be benidui in this world and then in the next world. What does it mean to be benidui in the next world? That the midah of nidu, that it's also to associate with the person, it's a midah of a person being murchak from Knesset Yisrael, from a matzav of dveikus and kedusha. And Yehuda took upon himself that if he won't bring back Binyamin, he should be murchak from Kedusha in this world and in the next world. So what did the Gemara and Makkos tell us? What was he punished, Nebuch? That for hundreds of years, he couldn't go into Yeshiva Shilmala. When all of his brothers were being misaneg aziv hashchina in Yeshiva Shilmala, he wasn't allowed in Bis Medrash. He wasn't allowed in. He had to stay outside. For hundreds of years, he stood out. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, hundreds of years later, came and he davened for him. Come on, Marcus. His bones were Megulgal Ba'oroin. Until Moshe Rabbeinu davened in Vizayis Abrocha before his Petira. He was led into Bis Medrash. Now the Gemara says, why wasn't he allowed in? Because a klal of a tzaddik, when he said, even al tnai happens. A tzaddik has to be careful with his words, every word, every person has to be careful with words. But even a tzaddik, and he said it al tnai. That what? He cursed himself, he made a tanai that he'll be punished, v'chatos l'cho kalayom, that I'll be benidui, and that's exactly what happened, even though he brought Binyamin back. Chazal said, till Moshe Rabbeinu davened, he came into Bais Medrash, he wasn't able to speak. Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven that he should be able, yodav rovloi, that he should be able to be mepalpel dvar halocha, together back with the Shvotim, together with the yeshiva, with the tzaddikim, yeshiva shel malo. And the midah of Malchus, it should have been who Yehuda was in this world, in his Gavrus and Torah. He should have had, even when he was able to speak in learning, he wasn't able to he wasn't taif as a proper mokim in Yeshiva Shalmala. Until he davened Ve'ezim Ritzor of Tia. That he should be helped, Mitzorav Kivyachal, and Halacha should be Nikva Kimoisoi. That when he has an argument in Halacha, that they should see, that the others should be able to see his point of view, and be makabel what he has to say. Ve'ezim Ritzor of Tia. Zokta Chofetz Chaim, why was he punished in such a horrible punishment? Because he was nichshal and he slipped in his tongue.
But Hagufa, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow him to slip in his tongue that he should be menada himself from this world and from next world and it should be Mekuyim? Zok to Chofetz Chaim, the Shechina was nostalgic from Yankiv HaTzadik for 22 years. From the time of the Mechira, why was the Shechina nostalgic from Yankiv Avinu? What? Okay, one nekuda, but Chazal say more than that. The brothers, there were nine of them. They wanted to have a minion to be menade, whoever's going to be megala the secret to Yankiv. Who did they join as the tenth? Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina. Not to be megala to Yankiv. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu been Mashri Hishchin and Yankiv, Yankiv would have known exactly what's going on with Yosef. It was Yehuda's idea to be Mitzarev the Shechina as the 10th. And there were tzaddikim. Yehuda was a tzaddik, and the eight other Shvatim, the nine of them, there were tzaddikim Yisoid Olam. When they went in and they made such a tziruf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekabel what they had to say, but it was a tain on them. It was wrong because of him. Shechina was nostalgic 22 years from Yankiv Avinu. The mida kineged mida on that was the Shechina was nostalgic from Yankiv Avinu for 22 years. Ad kidekach that Yitzchok who knew, Chazal tell us, Rashi brings it, wasn't megala to Yankiv that Yosef was alive. Why? He said if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not telling him, I should tell him. Is it right that I should be megala to Yankiv that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hiding from him? And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him was because he was part of the Nidui. He was part of the Asura. Who brought that about? Yehuda. Yehuda brought it about, was punished, that he for hundreds of years later wasn't allowed to go into Mokim HaShechina. The Shechina was nostalgic from Yaakov, Mida Kenegin Mida. He slipped in his tongue and he said, V'chatas l'chok al hayom, which brought about that he wasn't allowed till Moshe Rabbeinu, before his Ptira, would daven for him. He was Masulik from Mokim Makdusha, from Yeshiva Shalmal, from the Mokim HaShechina. Chavetz Chaim says, the Mishnah in Ovis tells us, Im Eina Nili Mili. It has a few Havanas to it. Chavetz Chaim says, also take it to mean that if a person doesn't bring about a tzor upon himself, Mipi Elyon Leitetzei Haro Isvatoiv. Rather, it comes from the person himself. Those three psukim in Eicha are saying an idea. A person brings about his own fate to himself. A person brings about that which happens to him. Through Bechira Chavshis, we make our choices. When we make the right choices, we bring ourselves tremendous bracha, tremendous goodness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nizash Gocha Protis will bring it about where and when it's going to happen. And if Chaz V'Shalom we slip and we don't do tshuva, oy nebuch, we're going to suffer from it. That's why we have to be careful in every one of our maisim, and to realize everything that happens in this world is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a midah keneged midah. Everything good that we do will be very heavily paid for goodness. And the opposite is also true. For our mistakes, we have to rectify them. We have to fix them. We can't allow them to happen to begin with. We have to be careful in our actions. And if they happen, we have to do tshuva on them. Because every single action that we do brings about consequence. That's the biggest lesson that we can learn from these parashiyos. Everything a person does creates a consequence. We're heading to Chanukah. I want to mention, there's the main mitzvah of Hadlokas HaNer, and that's, we spend time on Luna Sugyas. Adarabba, it's a tremendous zach. Every sugya, every mitzvah should be learned with the sugyas. And Rebbe Beis Halevi writes in Beis Halevi on Chumash, after Parshas Vayechi, he has a few Shtiklach on the Sugyas HaGemara in Shabbos, Chav Gimel.
he writes, he says, since the minig is during these days of Hanukkah to learn the sugyas and Shabbos, and now he's holding over there by the parashiyas, he says, so I'll write up what I was mechadish as I was also learning the sugyas, like the minig of Klal Yisrael. It's a minig to learn up properly, to come to a mitzvah with learning the inyanim, not to come to a mitzvah without the chelik of lilmoid ulalamed, just with a lishmar of alasos. Every mitzvah should properly be learned up properly beforehand. It's moisif, it's all different mitzvah when you learn up the mitzvah. And I mentioned there's another mitzvah, Hanukkah, we also should come prepared for. Mitzvah halal. Mitzvah halal for 8 days, we say halal sholem. For 8 days, very special mitzvah halal. I want to encourage everyone, we should learn, just even on the basic level, just learn the meaning of the psukim. In the upcoming days, I want, Beis Hashem, before Shir a bit, maybe I'll encourage, maybe I'll have you prepare. Every day someone else will speak a bit. Let's prepare even the Pshuta Shel Mikra, to learn up the Kapitlach and Tehillim. To be prepared. Beginning from Kapitl Kuf. What is it? Kuf Tazayin. The Kuf Yud Gimel. Begins Kuf Yud Gimel. Going through the Kapitlach. Just in all the Pashta Taich. With the Rishonim. How many times we say Tehillim in our life? Make sure let's do it at a young age. Let's learn the meaning of the Kapitlach. Sit down, let's prepare ourselves before this Hanukkah. We're going to have the mitzvah for 8 days. We should go through the Kapitlach inside, see it with Rashi, seeing it with other Rishonim, make sure that we have the posh, the pshat, that we know what we're saying. Let's come prepared for the mitzvah. I want to say something, a mashu in Yon Halacha, on the mitzvah of Halal. There's two nuschos in the bracha on halal. Nusach Ashkenaz is umavorchin likrois ha-halal. Right? Ashkenaz is umavorchin likrois ha-halal. Likrois ha-halal. What's the nusach of Bnei Sfarad? Ligmar is ha-halal. Why the Bnei Ashkenaz not use the Girsa that the Rambam used, the other Rishonim used Ligmar as Sahala? So, says the Mishnah Berurah to explain the Ramo of the Minig Ashkenaz to say Likroi Sahala, Rutsin Leimash Shiloyomar Ligmar. The Minig is not to say Ligmar, the Brocha of Ligmar Sahala. Why? The Shema Yedalik Teva, he might miss a word, or Yois Achas, or he'll miss one letter. V'yesh chashash brocha levatola, and there's a chashash of brocha levatola if he'll say ligmar sahala. Therefore, we say the brocha likrei sahala. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Pesach when he brings on this Ramov, says the minig is to say the brocha of likrei sahala and not ligmar. Now in Hilchas Rish Chodesh happens to be with the we. Over there, it's machlokes whether you make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh because we're kind of halal bedilug on Rosh Chodesh, not like Hanukkah, which we're going to have 8 full days of full halal. Over there, so v'yesh omrim that the tzibur mevorchin alav betchila likrei sahalal shulchan aruch. Shulchan aruch regularly would say the bracha of ligmar sahalal on Pesach when you say. When you don't say Cholamoid Pesach, when you don't say full halal, Yeshomrim over there, you say Likrei halal. Says Ramav in Birch Ligmar Ein Tzorach Lachzor. Ligmar you also say even if you're not saying the whole halal. Reason being, so says the Mishnah Berurah over there, why? Because Ligmar really also means like Loshon of Chazal. Ligmar means Loshon of laning. Lashon Kriya also. Lashon the lashon goymer ain't a bedavka al misha goymer. If you say the whole thing, the lefamim goymer b'lashon chachamim kimoi koyrei. Goymer b'lashon chachamim means to lane, to read. But lechatchila goymer has also the meaning of. That's why it's only a chashash. Bracha v'atol, it has also the meaning of to say the whole thing. Now there's an obvious question in this issue. Mashmos is that if you skip a letter and you said the bracha ligmar salal, according to the understanding of the meaning of the word ligmar to say the whole thing, it's a chashash bracha l'vatol. But mashmos is that you are yotzei halal. As the Shaar HaTzion over there, Ulechura, he asks, Avim yivorch likrois im yedaleg mea halel, if he'll skip one letter of halel, gam ken lo yotza. Just like Megillah, like we paskin in the Simon, Tav Chav Beis, that if you skip a word of halel, you're not yotze. He blibes at Tzorachim. Halachas by halel, you have to be medaktik, not to skip a word. Or not to skip a letter, even.
Can you repeat the question?
Mashmos of the Mishnah Brura is, the Mishnah Brura brings this halach, that we say the bracha likrei is halal, not ligmar is halal. Why not? Because if you'll say ligmar sahalel, according to the meaning that ligmar means to say the whole thing, if you'll skip one letter, it's going to be a brach levatola. Mashma. And if you say likrois sahalel and you skip a letter, it won't be a brach levatola. Why not? Mashma, that is a kiyum mitzvah. If you're not mikayim the mitzvah, someone who makes a brach asher confronts with al netilas lulav, right? And he doesn't have hadassim. It's a brach levatola. Because he wasn't mikayim the mitzvah. If he didn't have one of the four minim, he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So it doesn't make a... he said on the tilas lulav, he didn't say hadassim. So get minishton with the nusach of the broches. But since the mitzvah is one mitzvah, so he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, so he's not. So it's a broch levatol. If he says likro is a halal and he misses out a word, based on Shulchan Aruch and Sim Tov Chav Beis, learns that if you miss a word, you're not yoytze the broch. You're not yoytze the mitzvah. So even if you'll say the broch likro is a halal, you're still not going to be yoytze. Now, what's in Tov Chav Beis? Time is short. I'll just refer to it. Over there, state that you have to be medaktik in Halil, like you're medaktik in Kriyashma. Every word and every letter. If yes, the kasha is a kasha. Personally, it bothered me. I never saw from my rabbi that they're medaktik in laning halal like they're medaktik in saying kriyashma. I was wondering about it. And then I have this also, this Mishnah Brura on this Ramah, which is also causing me to think, is it so pashut? The pashtus, I think, it's totally no machlokes rishonim. There's machlokes rishonim whether halal is counted as one of the teriyag mitzvahs. The Bahag counts 18 out of the 613 mitzvahs. The Bahag counts Yomim Shegoyim Rabbi Mesahalo as a mitzvah d'oraisa to say halal on the 18 days that we're Goymer Halal. We say halal sholem. Ask the Rambam and say for our mitzvahs on the Bahag. 8 of those days are Chanukah, which are Drabonah. Right? And the Rambam puts down question after question, heavy on the Bahag. Tremendous chiddush the Bahag, he sees.
What's the Bahag in the car?
The Bahag. Says the Rambam, Shoresh Aleph, he begins Shoresh Rishon. What's the Shoresh Rishon in the Taryag? Einoy limnos b'klal z'mitzvah shem in Jabonon. We don't count mitzvah Jabonon as part of the Taryag. he lists off where his chalik on the bag. 18 yomim shigurim ben sahala. He says, how could that be? The lashon of the Gemara is Darshab Shmaloi that Taryag Mitzvus Nemul on the Moshe be Sinai. The Yimne Kriya Sahala Shishibach by David Olav Ashalim, Hakel Yisale, he'll be Moine it the Tziva Bohen Moshe. He also counts Ner Chanukah to be one of the Taryag. The Yimne Ner Chanish Kvochachom by Sheni, the Chen Mikro Megillah. That Moshe Rabbeinu Nemul B'Sinai Sheitzaveinu Kikshayia Ba'achrus Mamlachteinu V'yikru Lanu Ima Yevonim Kach V'Kach Yischayv Lanu Shenal Dikner Is Chaneke. And that was part of the Tzivu in Sinai. He says, Eini Roye Hischoylik She'echad Yidam Mizay She'yalei B'machshavte. And the fact that we make a brocha She'kirishonu Mitzvoysav Tzivonu, he says, Leisosur, he says, that's not enough of a taina. Okay. Now the Ramban, who in Sefer HaMitzvos Kedarkoi, he's being megan on the Bahag from the Hasogas of the Rambam.
Does he hold this Rabban?
What?
Does he hold that Rabban?
Who? The Rambam? The Rambam clearly holds only Rabban. The Ramban, trying to be megan on the Bahag, that is a Doraisa, he says he doesn't understand what the Rambam wants. And the fact that it was Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that it was David HaMelech who said this Kepilach Tehillim, says first of all he brings a Gemara in Arvei Psachim that Halal Zemi Amoroi, that the Halal Haluka Avdei Hashem, and the Kepilach of Halal, who said it? The Gemara says it was Moshe Rabbeinu said it when they were Olam in Ayam. This Kepilach was said by Moshe, like as Rashi, the beginning of Tehillim, as you all know, Rashi begins Tehillim saying that Tehillim was written by 10 people. It only became a Sefer Tehillim that David HaMelech took and made it into Sefer Tehillim, Beruach HaKodesh. But David HaMelech took Shirim Svitishbachos, which existed from many people before him. Let's say Mizmor Shiluyim HaShabbos was said by Yodam HaRishon. David HaMelech took that Shir, there were many Shirim, Beruach HaKodesh, he took Shirim from tzaddikim who were koydim to his time, and he put them together, Ruach HaKodesh, and made them into Sefer Tehillim. Not all shirim that were said by different tzaddikim were included in Tehillim. Ruach HaKodesh, different shirim, different tishbochas were included. But one of them was Halal. The Gemara in Arvei Psachim says that Halal was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kshalom in Ayam. A. B. He says, even let's say, if we wouldn't have had that Gemara. He says, just like the Shitas HaRambam is, that Tefillah is Doraisa. Tefillah is Doraisa. The Nusach of Tefillah we have is only Nitkan Aydei Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla. We're much later after Matan Torah. Elamai, so what's the Shitas HaRambam? The Rambam himself explains himself in Nuchas Tefillah very clearly. That Midoraisa, we have to say a Nusach. We have to begin with Shevach, go on to Tachanunim, finish off with Hoidah. But the exact Nusach, that was Moser to the Ish Yochid. Came Ash Knesset HaGdoyla with all the reasons for Shteit and Rambam, and they made a Takon HaKvua. Exactly, we should use this Nusach of Shmoneh Esrei. But the Etzem Mitzvah is a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Tefillah. So says the Rambam. So the Rambam says, the Rambam was that Tefillah is D'Oraisa. Happens to be the Rambam disagrees over there on the Rambam. But the Rambam holds that Tefillah is D'Oraisa as just the Nusach Drabonon. Maybe the same thing's true with Halal. That the Nusach is Drabonon, but the Etzem Mitzvah of Amiras Halal, and a Yom that we have in Neis, etc., or on a Yom Tif, which is Mikroi Kodesh, maybe over there it's a Din D'Oraisa Gomer in the Halal. It's just the Nusach is Drabonon. So says the Rambam. He says, what will the Rambam?
Which mitzvah
is it? Is it Shteit and Torah? The Bahag doesn't tell us that much in the Minyan. That's why I refer to it. The Bahag, he gave us a Minyan. He gave us the list. He didn't give us much more than that. Now, the Rambam's tainus on the Rambam are tainus. He's not only being meng in the bag, but lemaisa, what does the Rambam want? First of all, it's from Mefurshi Gemara in Arvei Psachim that Halal Zem Mi'amor, it was Moshe Rabbeinu, and very possibly also the Nusach. What's bothering the Rambam? Rashi says a beautiful pshat in the Shitas HaRambam, where in this nekuda where he disagrees with the Ramban,
according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Hallel is different than tefillah. According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaParsha. To read these specific Kipitlach Tehillim and to say each word as a Kriyas HaParsha. Similarly, to that we have a mitzvah Esi D'Oraisa to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim with saying the Gimel Parashiyos of Kriyashma. If someone is going to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim by saying Vyodato, saying Psukim of Yichud Hashem, Ato Oreis Eladaz Ki Hashem Olikin Einon Mulvado. He'll say Vyodato Ayim Vashivoyis Olvecho Ki Hashem Olikin Vashivayim Mal Varusim Tochas Ein Oy. And he'll be Fadvekis in Yichud Hashem. He'll be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. He'll say all the nine other Psukim of Malchiyos that we have in Musaf Rosh Hashanah of Malchiyos, Malchus Hashem. You won't say the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. He'll say every Pasuk in Yichud Hashem that we have. He'll say the Ani Mamin, who levadi osav, oisav, yasav, chol amasim, but he won't say the Parsha of Kriya Shema. Is he going to be yoytze the mitzvah of Uveshoch b'cha uvekumecha to say the Parshiyos of Kriya Shema? No. And just like if someone, lahavdil, someone says the parshis without having any kavanah, he's also not yoyse, because the mitzvah is to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim with the kriyas haparshis. But you have to use this kriyas haparshis in order to be mekabel the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of a halal is to say the amiras haparsha. Zokter Rosh Hashiva, Yitain is very poshut. Before David HaMelech, it didn't have a Teras Mikra Kodesh. It didn't have a Teras Mikra. It wasn't part of, didn't have a Shem Mikra to it. Even though we'll say it existed. Moshe Rabbeinu Amorei. But you can't have a Kriyas HaParsha if it didn't have a Teras Mikra to it. It was only Dovid HaMelech, when the Gemara in the end of the first Pesach Barabasa tells us that Dovid HaMelech, Beis Dinoi, Baruch HaKodesh, they made Sefer Tehillim into a Sefer. They took these shiris of Moshe, of Odom, etc., and they made it into a sefer, then it became a Teras Mikra. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah is Kriyas HaParsha. Mashenken, according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah of shiris v'tishbochis. And Rabbanon made it takonin that we use these kepitlach for shiris v'tishbochis. And we have to use these, but that's the Drabonon. The Rambam wasn't mechalik, with this chilik, what was midaraisa, what was midrabonon name. He tied it. If the mitzvah is Kriyas HaParsha, he says, then it can't be that Moshe, even though we had it from Moshe Rabbeinu, Abba Kinteres Kriyas HaParsha Hotas Nish. That's where Rosh Shiva learns the Machlekes from Ban and the Rambam. Whether there's a pircha from Moshe Rabbeinu Amoroi, and obviously it's clear in the Ramban, at least that the Ramban learns that there's a mitzvah klolis of Hallel. Midoraisa to be shiv tishbochas, and maybe it's a din rabbanon to say these specific kepitlach. Vashein can coin to the Rambam, it's all one mitzvah to kriyas HaParsha. I was thinking like this. According to the Rambam, it's a din kriyas HaParsha. I understand very well that if you skip ois achas, you're not going to be yotzei. And it's very appropriate, that which the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if you skip one letter, you're not going to yotze. Just like if you skip one letter in Kriya Shema. If you say, instead of Lema'an Tizkeru, you say La'an Tizkeru, and you missed out the Mem, you're not yotze the mitzvah. Why? Because the mitzvah is Kriya Shema Parsha, and you didn't say the Parsha. You missed out a Mem. You missed out a Lamed. If you miss out a word, you missed out a letter, you're not yotze. Shulchan Aruch says that if you miss out a letter in Kalal, you're not Yoytze. Seemingly, he's going like the Rambam. That it's a din in Kriyas HaParsha. But if it would be a din, like the Ramban learned at least in his Kashin, maybe he learns the Maskon also that way, that the mitzvah is, in the Bahag, he learns it the Raisi, definitely, he was learning that way, even though he says in theory, Moshe Rabbeinu could have Amaroi, but Benkach u'Benkach, the Tanya of the Rosh Hashiva, even the Ramban Lachor would agree, it didn't have a Shem Sefer, it didn't have a Shem Mikra. The mitzvah is a mitzvah klolis, to say Shiris v'tishbochis. Midraban, he said, choose these kepitlach. Maybe, according to the Ramban, it wouldn't be nishgeferlach. I mean, there's still a din l'chatchila to say exactly the nusach and not to skip a word. But it's still appropriate to say that even if you skip a letter, or maybe even a word, you still mekayim Shiris v'tishbochis. You still make time your basic mitzvah d'oraisa, your basic mitzvah, I would say. Because the mitzvah is to say shiris v'tishbachos. Mitzvah Rabbanan said to choose this. When they said to choose this, it pshat is, it has to have the same gather of kriyas parsha ken zayin. But it's already a different gather.
By Kabbalat Malach Shemayim, Shemayim Shal is the pasuk min ha-Torah.
Min ha-Torah, yes. No, that's min ha-Torah, the nusach. Uvishoch b'chov kumecho is to say this nusach. Some achroinim Shagasariyeh learns how much is the nusach d'oraisa. The first pasuk Baruch Shem v'ahavto till v'ahyu advarim. In the Rambam learns all three parshas are d'oraisa. All three parshas are d'oraisa. That's why the Mishmur says l'chatchila. If you know that you're going to miss man kriyas shma, boom, you say all three parshas. According to the Rambam, they're all d'oraisa. If you miss out from Vayomer, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. According to the Rambam, but benkach, which parsha? But there's a curious parsha which is the mitzvah. Someone who's going to kula alma, someone's going to save your dato ayim hashemayis lomavech bimkabel malchus shemayim by learning up hakdamas Rambam. And he'll learn up properly the gimel ikrim vanimam. He won't. He's not yoytze kabelos malchus shemayim. It's a din kriyas parsha avada. Baruch Shem is part of kabbalah malchus shemayim, also of kriyas shema. But it's not a din kriyas parsha. Someone told me that the Brizgerov, who's a tremendous medactic in kriyas shema, when the first pasuk took him some time, then the rest also took him time. When he said Baruch Shem, whoops, Baruch Shem kvod malchus elohim v'ed ve'ah, and then he began all again by the ve'ah havto. But Baruch Shem went straight. Baruch Shem is not a pasuk. There's no din kriyas parsha on Baruch Shem. Digduk is appropriate, but kriyas parsha. To stand here, asher yotzar eso odom, there's no din digduk. It's the right thing to say a bracha properly, correct. But it's not the digduk voice yourself you have is where there's a din kriyas parsha. Being Yashiv, according to the Ramban, the mitzvah is shiris v'tishbachos. Yes, in Rabbanan we have to choose this nusach. But there's a mitzvah which isn't only according to the kriyas parsha. Mashenking according to the Ramban, ein hachanami. Seemingly, the mitzvah is taka kriyas parsha. You have to be medaktik boys yourself, like you medaktik with kriyashma. That's why taka the shulchan aruch paskens in tav chav beis. I couldn't shove this.